Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. It's me again, William Ramo. What's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Hey, nothing much, man. You know, just happy to be here, you know, a nice Sunday evening, talking sports with you yet again. You know, we're going to talk about the Mets, and as they embark on their fifth ever World Series appearance, yeah, but this time they're going to be battling the Kansas City Royals. We're going to dive right into that momentarily. We're also going to talk about the NFL as the Jets fell to the Patriots. You know, we'll also talk about the Giant game that's going on, you know, with the Cowboys. We'll also give our thoughts about the upcoming NBA season. You know, with the Knicks host, you know, starting their season Wednesday night, and you know, give our thoughts about what else is going on in sports, and cap it off with a little WWE news as we preview the WWE Hell in a Cell pay per view event. The moment has come for us to give our thoughts, and You know, we'll share our thoughts who we think is going to win later tonight. But, of course, most importantly, the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to share your thoughts on any these topics or any of topics that you have on your mind. So with that said, let's dive in to the New York Mets. Not only are they the 2015 NL East champions, they are the 2015 National League champions. Yes,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time since 2000, we are back where we belong. And hopefully this is just the second-to-last step to fulfilling the destiny of the Mets. You know, they had a chance in 06. Unfortunately, they lost that last game to the Cardinals. But it's a new season, a new team, and David Wright, he's this close to finally getting that first championship in his career. But he has a tough task, as you know, Mac. He's gonna be facing the Kansas City Royals, man, and they're tough. They're it's like battling a mirror image, a doppelganger, you know. The Kansas City Royals hasn't won in 30 years. Mets haven't won in 29 years, man. It's going to be off the charts. And, you know, the Mets had a huge series with the Cubs where they shocked the world yet again. They defeated the Dodgers with Greinke and Kershaw and defeated them in a decisive Game 5. Now, then after that, the Cubs, they swept the Cubs, the powerful Cubs. You look statistically, they were evenly matched. But once they went onto the field, the Mets dominated the pitching-wise. And, of course, you know, the offense had timely hits. And, of course, you know who was igniting the offense. And, of course, I'm talking about Babe Ruth. I mean, Daniel Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, he set a postseason record, 6 consecutive games with a home run, 7th overall. And, you know, with this, with the Mets sweeping, people are afraid that they might have a, you know, this might cool off the Mets and Daniel Murphy. And hopefully that's not the case. But what's your thoughts on the Mets, sweeping the Cubs and facing the Kansas City Royals, the AL East champion and AL champion Royals? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, the Mets are on a good run right now. You know, they beat the Dodgers. You know, a lot of people were picking the Dodgers to go to the World Series, and they beat them. Advanced to the NLCS, and they beat the Cubs, who everybody were picking to go to the World Series after the Dodgers. And the Cubs didn't even put up much of a fight. You know, they get swept, and, you know, that Back to the Future prediction didn't come true, unfortunately, for them. But, right now the Mets, they're playing real well. Daniel Murphy's hitting like crazy. And they have young pitching. You know, they have guys like The Dark Knight and Thor. They have all these characters on their team.
Yep.
On the team. So they're playing real well. But now it's going to be on to the World Series where they face the Kansas City Royals, who are an experienced team. You know, they have pitching. They have clutch hitting, and they have a bullpen. Yeah, it's going to be a great matchup and a great World Series.
Oh, man, I can't wait, man, because, both franchises are starving for a championship. As I mentioned, the Royals haven't won since 85 when they defeated the Cardinals. And, of course, you know, the Mets haven't won since 86 when they defeated your hated Boston Red Sox.
Yep.
So, you know, Mets have to find a way to shut down our Royals' powerful offense, which is not reliant on the home run ball as the Cubs were, and as a result, Cubs batted 164, a .164, man. That can't even get you on the subway, man.
Yeah.
And this was that batting average the Cubs had against the Mets, which shocked the world. It was the lowest batting average in the NLCS ever. And, you know, the baseball has been around for you know, over 100 years, you know. And the Cubs, you know, everybody thought this series would go I thought this series was going to go, you know, 5 or 6, but that wasn't the case. The Mets, you know, they just completely dominated that series thanks to their pitching and timely hitting, mostly highlighted by, you know, Daniel Murphy this entire series. And as a result, congratulations to him. He won the NLCS MVP, rightfully so. DeGrom, he's been dominant in the postseason. He's 3-0. He's the first Met to young Met pitcher to go 3-0 in the postseason. I mean, the Mets are hitting on all cylinders, and they got Matt Harvey on the mound. You know, it's gonna be off the charts, man. Then it's gonna be the DeGrom and then Syndergaard and then Mets, and then, you know, if hopefully Mets can do what they did to Royals with the Cubs, but that's most likely not going to happen, but we'll see. As long as Mets can get 4 more wins in the postseason, I'll be happy, and all the Mets fans all over the world will be happy. So we'll see what happens in this postseason.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one, you know. You have the Royals, who've been there before. You know, they went last year, came up short. This year they're looking to redeem themselves. And you have the Mets, who are young. You know, have young pitching, young guys on the team. So it's going to be young versus experience. You know, let's see who wins out.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And another thing on the Cubs series, remember, as you know, Back to the Future, Day, you know, in the movie, they predicted the Cubs would win the World Series on October 21st, 2015. Unfortunately, they didn't factor in Daniel Murphy and the real New York Mets. And basically, the same day they were predicted to win the World Series was the same day that they got eliminated from postseason contention. And the only thing the Back to the Future 2 movie got right was that on October 21st, 2015, is that either way, the Cubs season would end.
Yeah.
So yeah. I guess that little part they got right.
Yeah, well, you know, the Cubs, they're a young team as well, but they're going to be great for years to come.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that. Yeah, they definitely need to try to get somebody to, you know, shore up that starting pitching with, you know, Jake Arrieta and Lester. Maybe they might go after David Price or Greinke, you know, Zach Greinke, who knows? I mean,
they have a
good team. They have a great, powerful offense. And I think you got to credit the Mets pitching more than the Cubs. I mean, obviously it's a combination of the two, you know. Great pitching makes great hitting looks, you know, mediocre, or in this case, brutally awful. So,
yeah,
I think you definitely got to give Mets props on that. And the Royals, on the other hand, they had a hard-fought series with the Blue Jays, and they beat the Blue Jays, you know, a team they have history with in the postseason. And they defeated the Blue Jays in 6, and now they have the opportunity to battle against the New York Mets. And, you know, obviously, you know, Mets have the pitching. I mean, obviously, Royals is, you know, great pitching as well. And the offense is basically a mirror image, basically. So it's going to be a tough series. And, man, I'm just looking forward to this series. And hopefully next week I'll be, you know, talking about Mets winning the World Series. But we'll definitely get into that. So congrats to my Mets advancing to the World Series. And, of course, congratulations to the Kansas City Royals. Hopefully this will be the last time I'm congratulating the Kansas City Royals you know, this year. So let's go Mets.
Yeah, it should be a good one, though. Do you have any predictions?
Oh, man. I think Mets is going to take it in 7.
Mets in 7. Nice.
I think Mets are going to take it in 7. But hopefully, I'm hoping the Mets can shock the world and sweep the Royals. Even though recent history, I think other than the 95 Braves, teams who have you know, who sweep series or you know, end the you know, the LCS series you know, quickly in quick fashion, you know, they show up flat in the World Series. I'm hoping that's not the case with the Mets. The Mets know what's at stake. The Royals knows what's at stake, and that's what you dream for, the opportunity to win a World Series championship. And it's at the grasp of, you know, both teams, and should be an awesome series. I'm looking forward to it. And Mets got to win this. Let's go, Mets.
Well, I'll be honest. I thought the Dodgers were going to beat the Mets in the first round, but the Mets proved me wrong. Mm-hmm. I thought in the NLCS that the Cubs were going to beat the Mets. The Mets proved me wrong again. You know, this World Series, I got to be honest with you, I think the Royals are going to take in six.
Good.
This game.
Good.
So
good.
Maybe they proved me wrong for the third time.
Good.
You know,
good.
So,
and that's all I want.
Yeah, you know. So, hey, maybe me picking against the Mets actually helping the Mets win.
Hopefully. Keep rooting against the Mets. You know, Mets, you know, they're underdogs. You know, they got the young arms. You know, they're shocking the world, man, like they did, you know, in 69, even though they had, you know, great young pitching at that time as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to hopefully try to do it again.
Yeah. Well, they're certainly
like
playing well.
Yep. But, let's see what happens, man. And, shifting gears, as you know, the Met game, the first two World Series game is going to be at Kansas City, and it's going to be Tuesday and Wednesday. Then they're going to have a day off on Thursday. They're going to have the day off, and then Friday, Saturday. So hopefully Mets can sweep them in Saturday. But going back to Game 2 of the World Series, you know what team I feel sorry for?
What team?
The New York Knicks, because Knicks are going to be they're going to be opening up their season, and nobody's going to watch it.
It's true.
Because everybody's, you know, jumped on the Mets bandwagon, or Mets haters, you know, either you're Mets haters or you jump on the Mets bandwagon.
Yeah, it's, I'll be watching the Knicks, you know.
Yeah, I'm gonna flick through them too, but, you know, obviously my main focus is going to be
The Mets,
obviously. And hopefully Knicks can, you know, get themselves, you know, right, because, you know, obviously, you know, they had their worst, you know, season in franchise history, as you already know. And the only bright spot about that is that they got Porzingis, even though he's been injury-prone lately. But, you know, we're hoping Knicks can turn their season around, and they're gonna be on the road against the Milwaukee Bucks. So you know, Knicks are hoping that with their new roster, with Porzingis, Lopez, Afalo, Williams, you know, the rest, you know, they'll try to you know, bounce back and try to be at least a competitive team, you know, because they got a lot of defensive guys and some guys who, you know, who've had potential in the past, like Seraphim. But, you know, basically, you know, Knicks are going to be hoping that those guys who had potential, who haven't lived up to the potential, can all, you know, put it together and hopefully lead Knicks to, a playoff run, you know. But we'll see. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to see how these guys do. You know, Porzingis. Some of the newer additions, the kid from Milwaukee. What's his name again? Is this from Milwaukee or L.A.? He's from the small forward.
You're not talking about I'm trying to think who you're thinking. You're not talking about
let me pull up the Knicks roster real quick to take a look here. Is it Fellow or something?
Are you talking about Afalo?
Yeah, Aaron Afalo.
I want to
see how he does from Denver. From Denver.
Yeah,
there
he
you
was
go.
From Denver. Right. Mm-hmm. Former teammate of Carmelo.
Carmelo. Yep. I want to see how he does, and I hear this kid, the center Kyle O'Quinn. He's like a Oakley type of player. You know, hustles, rebounds. So I want to see how he does, and I want to see how Robin Lopez does. You know, if he lives up to that contract that we gave him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, block shots. Is that an intimidating presence in the paint?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, the Knicks definitely need these guys to have career years for them to even think about, you know, producing this season.
Yeah.
But hopefully Knicks can shock people.
Hope so.
I think they'll be a decent team, but hopefully it'll be enough to make it to the postseason. But then again, the East is weak, so maybe they can make it in on the 7th or 8th spot.
Well, let's hope so. I mean, they have a chance this year to be good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't expect them to, like, you know, win the championship, but I want them to at least make the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, usually I have the motto of, you know, I don't want my team to go to the postseason unless they win the championship. But
yeah,
the Knicks really need something to build upon. So.
Yep.
Hopefully they can sneak in the, you know, 7th or 8th, play about 500 basketball. I mean, the expectation is very low for the Knicks. I mean, after that horrible season they had last year, 17-win season, I mean, basically all they could do is look up.
Yeah, I hope this season is much better. Much better than it's been the last several seasons. It's been hard to watch the Knicks.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about that. But let's see what happens. You know, they're going to, you know, they have a chance to erase the horrible season that they had last year and hopefully, you know, bring some respectability back to the Garden on a basketball standpoint.
For real.
But switching gears, speaking of another team, you know, that I root for that – you know, last year went through a hard time. Of course, I'm talking about the Jets. They, you know, they've been playing, you know, well this year. They had a chance coming into today to try to take the AFC division, East division, so far take the lead. Of course, they were battling a then 5-0 Patriots. But as history shown, you know, the Brady was able to bounce back and basically beat the Jets by the final score of 30-23. So the Jets are still, you know, behind the Patriots, and Brady has another win.
Yeah, Jets had their chances in this game. I mean, they played good defense the first three quarters.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
The fourth quarter, they fell apart a little bit. They let Brady drive with, over 2 minutes to score that touchdown to Gronkowski, and the Patriots went out to 30-20 at that point, and Jets managed to hit a field goal and then hit an offside kick, and they recovered the onside kick, but they couldn't get to the line on time to make a play, and the game ended right there. So, you know, Jets, they're still two games behind Patriots right now, so, you know, they're still in this thing, but yeah, Patriots are a great team. You know, and Tom Brady, you know, this guy is one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. You know, you can say what you want about him, but, you know, the guy is, he's great.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, man. You know, of course, before the Patriots game, you know, Jets beat the Redskins 34-20. But, you know, now with the Patriots loss, now they got to try to bounce back and get back to their winning ways. And, next Sunday they're gonna have to travel to LA and Oakland to face the Raiders, and you know how rabid and crazy those Raider fans are over there, so that's gonna be a big matchup right there.
Yeah, definitely.
But shifting gears, the Giants and the Eagles are battling, right now as we span, the Giants are trying to erase the loss that they had last week to the Eagles. And how are your Giants doing as we speak?
Well, the Giants had some key interceptions in this third quarter so far. Right now, they're leading 20-13. One of the interceptions that they got in this third quarter came off of well, they were close to the Cowboys were close to the 20 or 30 yard line, and I think it was Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie who had a who picked off Castle, and he ran it in for a touchdown. So that pulled the Giants up at that point by 17-13. And they just drove down the field and hit a field goal. So now they're up 20-13. So right now it's looking good for the Giants. Giants are trying to avenge that week one loss to Cowboys. So hopefully they can hang on and win this game and put the Cowboys, pummel them, you know, lower in this division, which is a winnable division in this NFC East.
And you know, the what you gonna call it after this win, you know, the Giants will be facing the Saints in New Orleans. But
Yeah.
of course, right now the Giants aren't thinking about that right now. They're thinking about beating up and avenging their loss, you know, to the Cowboys earlier this
Yep.
year. So we'll definitely keep you posted on what happens in the game until the conclusion of the show. But you know, switching gears. But you lastly, you know, of course, you know, WWE has the Hell in the Cell tonight, and you know, history is going to be made. You know, the main event's going to be Brock Lesnar versus Undertaker inside the Hell in the Cell, and this should end their heated rivalry. But before we get to that, we're gonna go to through all the show the matches. The kickoff show is gonna be Neville Cesaro versus Ziggler. I mean, Neville Cesaro and Ziggler versus Rusev, Sheamus, and Barrett. My pick is the villains, Rusev, Sheamus, and King Barrett. I think it would be a good faction if they keep it. I think they'll win. What about
Yeah, I
you?
think so. I think the villains will win. I think Rusev, Sheamus, and King Barrett are going to come away with the wins.
No doubt about that. I think they should WWE should definitely consider keeping that, and especially with the Survivor Series coming up next month, I think they should definitely keep that that faction going.
Yeah.
And
I'm with
John
you.
Cena. And after that is going to be John Cena's open challenge for the WWE United States Championship. And whoever's going to challenge John Cena, I'm picking them to win. What about you? I know I'm going against common sense, but
Well, I don't know who it is, so I don't know who it's gonna be. So I'm gonna say John Cena wins it, but I think whoever challenges him for the title will give him a tough match, and we'll probably get a rematch based on this match tonight.
And you know why I'm also picking against this unknown character person against Cena?
Why?
Because there's rumors that he's gonna be leaving WWE soon to host a fitness show. So I know if he doesn't lose it tonight, he might lose it on Raw or maybe a few weeks from now or something. I don't know.
Oh, so you're picking
So
John Cena to win. I thought you were picking the opponent to win.
no, I'm picking John Cena to lose because the rumor is that he's going to host a fitness show. And
Oh.
he's not going to be around until like next until December, but I don't know when he's going to leave. So I'm assuming
Right.
he has to drop the title sooner than later. So I'm
I
picking
see.
him to lose tonight.
Oh, okay.
So that's the method to my madness.
Yeah.
But also switching to that WWE Intercontinental title match, there's Ryback versus Kevin Owens. Who you think's gonna win that one?
I think that's a tough one. I could see Ryback regaining the championship tonight.
I think Owens is gonna retain,
I could see
but
Ryback regaining it.
like you said, I could see it going either way, you know. But I think Owens is gonna retain it,
Okay.
and this is a match I'm looking forward to. The WWE Tag Team title match is going to be the New Day versus the Dudley Boys as they try to win, I believe, their 10th WWE Tag Team Championship, and their first since at least 10 years. So I'm picking the Dudley Boys to do it. What about you?
I think the New Day will retain the title. If they lose the title, it'll probably be a Survivor Series, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think tonight they'll lose it.
I can see that. Like the Intercontinental match, I could see it go both ways. But yeah, I'm sticking to my guns, and I won't pick Dudley Boys to do this. WWE Diva Tag Team Match, Charlotte Flair versus Nikki. This will be Charlotte's first title defense on a pay-per-view, and I think Charlotte's gonna win.
Me too. I think she'll win. It'd be a surprise if she lost it back to Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
But I see her retaining the title.
And, here's a surprise. Not the second to last match, but the third to last match is the WWE World Heavyweight title match, and that's between Demon Kane versus Seth Rollins. If Demon Kane loses, Corporate Kane is relieved of his duties. In other words, he gets fired. But if Demon Kane wins, then, of course, he is the new WWE World Heavyweight Champion. But, of course, we know who's going to win. You want to do one? I'm going to count 1, 2, 3, and we'll both say the answer. Who's going to win? 1, 2, 3. Rollins.
Seth Rollins.
You're a little slow on that, but we got the right answer. Yeah, I don't
Seth
see.
Seth Rollins is going to win.
Yeah, I don't see Kane defeating him. And if he, by some fluke or by some, you know, something to shock the WWE universe, he'll definitely be a transitional champion until Sheamus or Seth Rollins, you know, cashes it in. I mean, Seth Rollins wins. I mean, retains. So, yeah, I'm picking Seth Rollins to win. And if Demon Kane does win, I think Sheamus will cash in on him. So that's a little extra tip.
Yeah, I can see that happening too.
But yeah, I think Seth Rollins is gonna win. Sheamus will cash it in if Demon Kane wins.
Yeah, I definitely see that happening.
Now the next match is Roman Reigns versus Bray Wyatt, which I assume will end their heated feud. With this match is going to be inside a Hell in the Cell. I can honestly see it going both ways. You know what? I'm gonna pick Reigns to win. Even though I could see Wyatt shock people with some interference and win. But if this is the last match, I think Reigns will come out on top.
I think Reigns will win this one tonight.
All right. And lastly, the match everybody's been waiting for, and of course the Hell in the Cell match between Brock Lesnar, the Beast Incarnate, versus the Dead Man, the Phenom, the Undertaker. And if some of these matches we could see going either way, this is the absolute match that I could see going either way, man. This is tough, man. I think Undertaker might win by interference. But then again, I can see Brock Lesnar winning too, but I think Undertaker will win this one.
I think Undertaker will win. It's a Hell in a Cell match. I don't see him losing it. And I think he'll win cleanly this time.
Yeah, and this might be his last ever Hell in a Cell match too. I mean, obviously, this is being billed as the last time that both men are going to face each other. But then again, WWE... when Rock and Cena fought each other, they were saying once in a lifetime, and then the next very same year they fought each other again.
Right.
So, but I think they're genuine this time that this will be the last time Brock Lesnar and Undertaker will face each other. And it was a shame that they didn't, highlight their feud from, you know, Brock Lesnar's earlier years, you know, with the Hell in the Cell match they fought years ago. Undertaker, you know, was a biker. And I don't know if you remember, he smashed Undertaker's hand so badly that Undertaker screamed. And that was like the first time I ever heard Undertaker scream. I was like, what the damn? But I'm surprised they didn't even mention their feud. It's kind of similar to Undertaker versus Triple H. I think the second time they faced each other at WrestleMania, when Triple H defeated Triple H lost Undertaker, but Undertaker passed out. But that was like from a few years ago. But yeah, I'm thinking Undertaker is gonna win. There's some rumors maybe there might be someone who's gonna interfere in both matches. I mean, inside the final match to determine who wins.
Interesting.
But we'll see who it is. I don't know if it'll be Sting, The Rock, or whoever. I mean, or maybe it won't be anybody. Maybe Kane. Who knows? I mean, who knows? Maybe nobody will interfere and let these two, you know, future Hall of Famers battle it out to determine who's the best between the two of them.
Should be an interesting night.
But I'm definitely looking forward to that. And then Raw, you know, Raw should be interesting. And when we find out the aftermath of what happens this pay-per-view event. And, of course, next week is going to be the Season 7 premiere of this show, Sports Urban Legend. And look forward to hosting it with you again. And, you know, hopefully, you know, Nets will be the champion. It'll be Sundays at 6. But do you have anything you'd like to say next?
Check out my show, my man. Saturdays 11. Come back here and check out Sports of Legend. Sundays at 6.
You heard the man. Check out the Season 7 premiere of Sports of Legend. Of course, McCoy and Matthew on the other line.